Good evening. Thank you for that good time of sharing and praying. Some of you are familiar with the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She's probably most known for her collection of 44 sonnets that she wrote to her husband-to-be, Robert Browning. They were private, but after they were married, he encouraged her to publish those. And you may not be familiar with him, but you probably have heard at least the first line of Sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. A romantic poem, sonnet. I might quote that to my wife on Valentine's Day. She'll know I didn't write it now, but you know. Anyway. Yeah, Valentine's Day, just around the corner on Sunday. Thoughts turn, return to love, and expressions of love. The expected spending in the United States for Valentine's 2016. Anybody want to take a guess? Anybody want to take any guesses? $75 million? $20 billion. That's the United States. Up from 19... That's what? That's what you... Oh, what you're going to spend. That's what... Okay. Well, I was going to give the average per person that's buying for Valentine's, but I didn't want to embarrass myself or anybody else. If, in case we were below the average, you know, just in case, you never know. Interestingly, 54.8% of Americans celebrate Valentine's. I would have thought it was higher than that. So that means, 45% of Americans don't even celebrate Valentine's. So you might be in that. Just think if those 45 percent celebrated how much we'd be spending. And many people, you know, when they go to spend money at Valentine's Day or for Valentine's, they're trying to be creative in their expressions of their love. I was going to ask you for some suggestions, but we don't have time for that. So we're going to go on to our passage in John 15. John 15. How might I be creative in expressing my love? How can I best express my love? What would be the greatest demonstration of my love? Not only for my wife, but for anyone and everyone. Of course, we know in answering that question, we should go to the lips of the Lord Jesus, the one who is love. And in John 15, we're going to start our reading in verse 9. As the Father loved me, again the Lord Jesus speaking, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So the Lord Jesus said that the greatest demonstration of love is to lay down your life for someone. That's the greatest expression according to him. You know, I was thinking in this context, I was thinking of 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, and the last verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 13, and where Paul, by the Spirit of God, he comes to that conclusion that now there remain these three: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. That's the only other time that that little phrase in the Greek, that greater than love, the only other time that you'll find those words together in the same verse is John 15, 13. Same phrase. So I was thinking, here you have the greatest of these three, and then the Lord Jesus says that the greatest of the greatest is to lay down your life for someone. If the greatest is love, and the greatest way to demonstrate that love is to lay down your life for someone, then the greatest of the greatest is to lay down your life. Well, what does that mean, to lay down your life? Well, just think a few moments about the words there in that little phrase, lay down your life. Lay down means to lay down. Not you laying down, lying down, but taking something and laying it down. It's the thought of having a burden that you're carrying, a load that you're carrying, and then laying it down. It's also the thought in the Greek of discarding a piece of clothing that you're wearing, taking it off and laying it down, putting it aside. I'm not going to use that for my purposes anymore. The word is also used when you decide to save up some money for Valentine's. And so you lay it aside. You lay that money down. You're not going to use that money for the purposes that you normally would, but you're going to put it aside and use it for this special occasion, for this special person. It's the thought of willingly giving something up. That's the thought, willingly giving something up. And then there's that thought of life. You're laying aside, you're giving up life, your life. Life, as you look again in the Greek, at the Greek dictionaries, you see that there are two thoughts there primarily. First of all is what we would think of as our physical life. It's really the word for breath. So to give up your breath, if you stop breathing for long enough, you're going to die. Your life is going to be gone. And when you die, you stop breathing. The Lord Jesus uses this word while you're here in John. Look at John 10. It's interesting. We find this thought of laying down your life. The only writer in the Bible that uses that phrase is John. We find it a number of times through the Gospel of John, and then we'll see also in 1 John. But John chapter 10, in verse 11, the Lord Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Look at verse 15. "As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Verse 17, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again." So there's that thought of one possibility of laying down your life for someone to demonstrate your love is to lay down your life physically. We see that occurring at times. Kim was reminding me about the young man, Xavion Dobson. You might remember right back before Christmas, he was a 15-year-old student at Fulton High School in Tennessee. He was on the football team. And a spray of bullets went flying one Friday night, a gang-related shooting, and he dove on top of three girls. Rather than running the house, he dove on top of three girls, and one of the bullets went into his head. And he died giving up his physical life to protect those girls. One of his friends said this, "It was good to know he was willing to protect others, but then it was sad. He had to give up his own life for it." This past October, Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler of Oklahoma, a Special Forces soldier assigned to the headquarters of U.S. Army Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg, was the first soldier to be killed in the war on the Islamic State. He died in a raid to free 70 hostages of ISIS. He was a 39-year-old soldier killed by small arms fire. His team, about 30 special operators, they went to the aid of Kurdish commandos who had been pinned down by Islamic State fighters. As they were trying to free these prisoners, they were successful. And the hostages, including 22 Iraqi soldiers, were freed. They faced imminent execution. But it cost Joshua Wheeler his life. He had to lay down his life in order to rescue these people. But it can also mean not only the breath, but this word is also used in the New Testament to speak of the soul. The soul. And when you think of the soul, we find that it speaks of your emotions, your desires, your affections, and even your aversions. And so it's possible when you go to lay down your life, to put aside your life from using it for your own purposes, but to put it aside for some other purpose, it can also mean laying aside your feelings, laying aside your own desires. In 1 John 3:16, John writes again, after the Lord Jesus has died and given His life and risen again, he says, "By this we know love, because He laid down His life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." There's the model, the Lord Jesus physically dying. Father, into Your hand I commend my spirit. And He gave up His spirit. And He stopped breathing. But of course, we know the Lord Jesus in giving His life, it wasn't only giving His physical life. But we see throughout His life upon this earth that He was laying aside His own preferences and desires, as we would see it, we know, as God. His desires were the Father's will, but just as He prayed, "Not my will, but Your will be done, Father." Obviously, He was speaking from that perfect humanity that there was a desire to not go through what He was going to face. But He was willing to lay aside His desires, and as we read there in Philippians chapter 2, we see the Lord Jesus humbling Himself. Humbling Himself. We read there the challenge to us: let nothing be done through selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. I hope that I would be willing to die physically for my wife, my son, my daughter-in-law, my children, my grandchildren, for you. I hope I would be willing to do that if it comes to it. But you know, statistically, it's unlikely that we in this room will ever face that choice, though it's wise to be prepared in case the need or opportunity arises. But as Oswald Chambers, the author of My Utmost for His Highest, wrote, "It is much easier to die than to lay down your life day in and day out with the sense of the high calling of God." I think there's a reality in that. We might say, well, hey, if it came down to it, I'd rather lay down my life daily. But there's the reality of laying down your life daily. It's one thing to want to do that. It's one thing to try to do that. It's something else to truly sacrifice and to lay down our lives for one another, for our friends, for our brothers and our sisters. Laying down our preferences, our rights, our benefits, our comforts, our advantages for fellow believers. 1 John 3, just turn there quickly. We need to wrap up here. But 1 John, I read to you 3:16, but I want to read it in context here and go on to 17 and 18. And then we'll very quickly go back to John 15 to close up our time together. 1 John 3 and verse 16. By this we know love, because He laid down His life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we see that the love that the Lord Jesus is speaking here of, that He, well, by inference, what the Lord Jesus was saying in John 15, we see John, who was there hearing that, repeating the same truth in his first letter, and he relates that laying down our lives for the brethren to those who are in need. That could be a material need, that could be an emotional need, could be a spiritual need. What is the need around me that God would have me to lay down my life for you? John 15, again, very quickly, John 15. You know, the thought came to me, how far do we go? How far do we take this? I mean, is this one of those commands that we could look at and say, well, you know, you can be extreme in that, Mark. I mean, you can, like, how far are you going to really go with that? Laying down your life for your friends, for your brothers and sisters. I mean, how far are you going to take that? Well, I'm not going to answer that question for you and what that looks like, but I'm going to lay it out there for you as I lay it out there for me. And I just want to go back and again read the verses that lead up to that explanation of the greater love. Verse 10, if you keep My commandments, you will abide in My love, just as I have kept My Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that My joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is My commandment, that you love one another. Notice those next words, as I have loved you. So how far do we go? How far do we go? Only as far as the Lord Jesus went and no further. No further. Only as far as He went in laying down His life for others. Well, I'm doing that. You know, I'm really trying to do that. One more reference that John made. Look with me. You're going to forgive me, I know, because you love me. John 13. John 13. John 13, verse 37. Peter said to Him, Lord, why can I not follow You now? I will lay down my life for Your sake. Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for My sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied Me three times. That convicts me. How quickly do I say, Lord, I'll do that. I promise I'll lay my life down for You and Your people. I will do that. I wonder if the Lord Jesus says, will you do that? Will you do that? Or does He remind me of what I've been not doing? And even prophesy what I may not do in the future. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can love. We love because He first loved us. The fruit of the Spirit, the first part of the fruit of the Spirit, we know, is love. And we read in Romans 5 and verse 5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. We have that ability by the Spirit of God to truly love one another as the Lord Jesus loved us, to lay down our lives. Again, I don't know what that looks like in your life. I'm working on this life right here. I'm working on this life that might be fleshed out, not only at Valentine's Day. It costs a lot, not in money, but it costs a lot to give yourself up for others. Let's do that by the power of God. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time of prayer. What a wonderful time to sing of Your greatness, your goodness, your loving kindness. And Father, to come together and to share our needs and the needs of others and to pray. What a wonderful way to lay down our lives for one another, to spend time in prayer. And Father, we know there are so many other ways that we can do that. There's so many needs. Lord, we individually cannot meet every need that there is, but Lord, help us to see what it is that You desire for us to do individually and as an assembly and laying down our lives. Father, help us to evaluate the laying down of our lives in light of standing one day before the Lord Jesus, who laid down His life for us and told us to love one another just as He loved us. So we thank You and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you love one another and lay down your life.